You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Play in Alberta, everything stays in Alberta. Revenues from Play Alberta stay in the province. Can help get the Hen Day built. And, saw they got a pretty high bar to live up to as far as to match game one of Carolina and Florida. But on paper, this should be a pretty good matchup between Dallas and Vegas.
Yeah, for sure. And let me just say, I wholeheartedly hope they don't aim to match that at all. So, but it's funny. I mentioned this yesterday on Twitter as well after that game ended. And I know how, obviously that game went, four overtimes, all that stuff. The Golden Knights and Stars have played three times this season, the regular season, and twice the games went to a shootout. So it went to overtime. Nobody scored in overtime and went to a shootout. So when you talk about evenly matched matchups, this is about as even as it can get.
What about the goalie matchup? Where do you come out on Ottinger versus Hill?
Well, I mean, Ottinger certainly has the edge on that. I think everybody would pretty much agree on that in terms of just overall. Ottinger is a true number one. He has playoff pedigree, all that kind of stuff. But there's also no running from the fact that Ottinger has had a very uneven postseason thus far. I think he's had, his typical what you expect, really, really good games, really good moments, big moments. Even in games that he wasn't at his best, he still came up with the big saves. But then he's had some really leaky moments as well and some really bad games, particularly game three against Seattle was probably his worst game as a pro in the AHL or NHL at any, regular or postseason. So I think he's had a very uneven postseason. And so it'll be interesting to see, how that kind of matches up with Adin Hill, who obviously, is more of a contingency plan than a number one.
We look at matchups. Jack Eichel has had a coming out party in this postseason. Miro Heiskanen, I'm assuming, is the D-man who's going to be on the ice against the Eichel line as much as he can. What about the forward line? What matchup do you believe Pete DeBoer wants?
Oh, he's got to want the Roope-Hintz line. And that's not just because they're the top line, but it's also because Roope is their best. He's their best defensive forward as well. So, I think as much as he can, I think DeBoer will want to match up the Eichel line with the Robertson-Hintz-Pavelski line, mainly because of what Roope provides in that capacity, both offensively and defensively. And I think defensively, from a pure, in the defensive zone standpoint, that's where Roope can really shine against Eichel. But I think generally the formula that line, the Stars' top line, has always had is that their best defense is sustained offensive zone pressure. So if they can do that and just keep the puck away from the Eichel line, I think that will be obviously the ideal scenario.
When you look at, the Vegas defense top to bottom, I think maybe 1 through 6 they're better, but I think Dallas has the best defenseman in the series. Where do you come out on Robertson so far through two rounds, and how much more does he have to step up, and do you think he can?
It's interesting. I was having a conversation recently with somebody in the organization, and, they kind of mentioned that, with as much negative publicity, and that includes from myself, I've written probably three stories about how Robertson has to step up. He was the fact also is that Robertson is the second leading scorer on this Dallas team behind Roope-Hintz. Roope has 19 points, Robertson has 12. And so obviously if Pavelski plays that first round, he probably leaps him in that category. But I think that's kind of the story of Robertson, where he's had good moments, and I think a lot of it came on the power play in that first series against Minnesota, or most of it came on the power play in that first series against Minnesota. But I think Robertson, the best news for the Stars in that regard is that Robertson has started to look better. He started to look more comfortable. If you watch Game 7, there were a couple of times where, he did everything but score the goal, and that wasn't always the case at 5-on-5 in the first, 12 games of the postseason. So I think, the fact that he looks better, I think there's two ways to look at his postseason so far. It's that, is his game going to translate and maybe this just isn't the year, or is he just looking, is it just kind of waiting to pop off? And I think that's kind of where I'm leaning right now with Robertson.
Okay. Wyatt Johnson is a rookie who doesn't look like a rookie, doesn't play like a rookie. The coach didn't treat him like a rookie, had him as their most used shorthanded guy all season long, which is mind-blowing to me. You just don't see coaches do that very often. You've seen him all the time, Saad. Well, what impresses you most about his game?
Well, I mean, for me, it's his hockey IQ. I think there's, you know, it's a very cliche, easy thing that, you know, a lot of people just turn to, but there's not a lot of players that I think you can see the hockey IQ manifesting on the ice. And with Wyatt Johnson, I think you can see that. And the reason why you can see that, I think, more with him is because he's literally the lightest player on the Stars. At 6'1", 185, he's the lightest player on the roster, which you would expect from a 19, 20-year-old at this level. So, you know, he has to get creative. He has to be, you know, he's not going to win a lot of physical puck battles, so he has to be really good with his stick. He has to get to spots quicker than the opposition does because he needs to, you know, he needs to have better positioning because he's not going to be able to gain positioning in a one-on-one physical battle. So I think for me, the hockey IQ element has really been the most impressive thing. And like I said, it's one of those things that when you watch him on the ice, you can see it manifest. And I don't think that you always see that. So for me, it's been number one. And I think number two, and it kind of, again, goes back to his size element is that he doesn't get hit. And you know, it's not because other teams aren't trying to hit him. It's just, again, he's so smart. He's able to avoid those big, you know, hits that are going to, you know, knock him out or things like that. So I think all those things are kind of what make him so impressive.
So I'd enjoy the series, man. I'm looking forward to it. Who you got?
You know, I've got that question a lot. I think I'm leaning towards Stars to win the series, but I think whichever team does win it, I think it'll end in six. And so, you know, right now, I guess officially I would say Stars in six.
All right. Enjoy it. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.